In Chicago today, the studios of WBEZ. It is Friday, the 28th day of April. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Great to have you along, everybody, as it always is. Seriously, this week pretty much had it all economy-wise, right? Tax policy, trade policy, there's budget and healthcare policy wrapped up on all this as well. What does it all mean? Well, for that, we've got Neela Richardson from Redfin and Sudeep Reddy from Politico in our Washington Bureau. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
Neela, I don't even know where to start. Do you want to start trade policy? Do you want to start tax? Let's start taxes, shall we? And the president's one sheet that came out. Yeah, right. President's one sheet comes out courtesy of Gary Cohn, the head of the National Economic Council, and Steve Mnuchin, the secretary of the Treasury. And it says, yeah, we're going to do some stuff. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically as detailed as it got.
Right. But that stuff seems to really help corporations. The first part of that was to lower the corporate tax rate to 15% from 35%. Then the stuff moved on to high income earners. They're also going to lower the tax rate for those people making a lot of money. Now, I say a lot of money because the plan doesn't detail who gets that benefit. So we still don't know how to score this plan, and we don't know how much revenue it will take from the federal coffers and how much it will add to the deficit. In short, we don't know how the plan will be paid for. So there's still a lot of open questions, but we do know it benefits the wealthy and corporations. And the hope is that all of that trickles back down to the economy and spurs growth.
Sudeep, she said the magic words, trickle down, discuss.
Oh, trickle down. That was by intention. Beautiful. The 80s are here again. We have seen in 100 days an extension of campaign bullet points, and that's still where we are right now. We saw the framework from the Trump campaign restated into what the administration calls broad general principles that will drive tax reform. Obviously, the whole the big plan that came out this week was triggered by the president saying a bit too early that he actually had a plan, which it was not developed. There are hundreds of people working on developing a plan, but there is no plan yet. There are the same principles we've already had. And I do think the administration is going to make a serious push to get to that point, but it's going to be tough and it's going to be ugly. And it's got a lot of businesses and investors on edge waiting for what has been promised for more than a year, that there's going to be a big jolt to the economy coming from the most complicated tax overhaul in history and the biggest tax cut in history. And we have very little evidence that they're actually any closer to it.
Yeah, all those superlatives, by the way, are according to the White House, because historians will quibble. But Neela, let me just quickly get back to your point. We don't know how this is going to be paid for. And more to the point, we don't know what Congress is going to do to this plan, because they've got their own ideas. Paul Ryan and Kevin Brady on House Ways and Means, they have their own thoughts on this.
They do. And what's really important, that is, if this plan adds to the deficit over the next 10 years, they not only need Republican support to pass it, they need Democrats to pass it. Oh, no, because that means that it has to benefit both the wealthy, the corporations, and the middle class. Everybody has to win. It has to be a win, 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 win. And that is very hard to achieve with tax policy.
Can we talk for a second, Sudeep, about trade policy and the fact that within, I think it was 3 hours at one point on Wednesday, we were out of NAFTA or going out of NAFTA, and then all of a sudden we were back in?
It is a flexible policy and a flexible administration. That's the generous way of putting it. We are still in the early stages of the Trump team really figuring out where it's going to land on any of these fronts. We know that the administration decided very early on that they were going to pull out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We've known all along that NAFTA was going to at least be renegotiated, and that's where we appear to be headed right now. We don't know what that will look like. It could be a repackaging of what NAFTA already is, and the president could declare, I just cut a better deal, and nobody can really dispute that it was renegotiated if you change some of the principles. These trade deals need to change after a few decades. Everybody agrees with that. But what we were heading toward was a messaging disaster to be able to state broadly that you're going to pull out of a trade deal and watch businesses and financial markets respond to not much more than bullet points again.
Words have meaning. Sudeep Reddy at Politico and Neela Richardson from Redfin. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kai.
Thank you, Kai.